on their next appointment. Anil literally begged, "Mistress, can I offer you some financial incentives, mistress?" Slap! She face slapped him brutally. "Do I want money? I want you, your totality. I want you as my slave, my slave boy for life. Mistress, may I open my blindfold? May I gaze upon thee?" By this time, Rhonda was confident that her boss was totally in her grip, or rather his balls were totally in a petite, cruel, dominant grip, and he was like putty in her hands. She said, "Yes, pig, you may." Eagerly he ripped off the blindfold and gazed upon the masked features of his own very own personal assistant, Rhonda D'Souza. Said, "Rhonda, you?" Slap! "That is Mistress Rhonda. Pig, slave boy, insect, wimp. Slap, 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 slap. What do you say, slave boy?" "Mistress Rhonda, Empress Rhonda, Queen Rhonda, Owner Rhonda, Ruler Rhonda, a Sovereign Rhonda." She uncuffed his handcuff and made him kneel. She said, "Now put your feet, put your neck and face on the ground." He did so humbly. She handcuffed his wrists behind his ass, and humbly he placed his head on the ground in front of her, and she placed her petite feet on his neck, and she said, "Okay, boy, who is your owner?" "Thou art mistress, your majesty, my queen, Queen Rhonda, Mistress Rhonda, Empress Rhonda, Goddess Rhonda." And she really laughed. She gave an appreciative smack on his macho ass. His ass now said, "Mistress's property." He had really debased and secretly gone, debased himself and gone to a tattoo parlor and got the humiliating tattoo etched onto his butt cheeks as per command of his goddess. "Okay, Anil, I want you to now propose to me marriage. Will you marry me, Rhonda?" Slap! "Beg to become my slave boy for life. Ours will be a femdom marriage. I will continuously crush and spank your balls, and you will continuously live below my feet. May I be accepted into lifelong slavery, Mistress Rhonda, Empress Rhonda, Queen Rhonda, Goddess Rhonda, my owner, my ruler, my sovereign? Would you accept me?" She had a collar ready for this occasion, collar and leash, immediately attached it to him. And she said, "Yes, I accept you. From now on, you will be my slave boy." But when they broke the news to his family and hers, both sets of parents were a little dismayed, because her devoutly Roman Catholic parents thought that Rhonda has sold herself for money, whereas his parents thought a gold-digging little Goan bitch had stuck her claws into the innocent boy. Nobody knew about the femdom aspect of his secret ball-smack-torture fetish. But Rhonda, throughout all her Western outfits, started wearing a sari, and she made a little Durga shrine in her bedroom and started worshipping Durga morning and evening. When her Christian girlfriends objected, she said, "Listen, what does God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit hold for women? We are constantly devalued and debased in Christianity, but in this particular Shakta cult, Goddess Durga is placed above all other male gods, and Goddess Kali stands right atop her male chauvinist hubby, Lord Shiva. In total feminazi, this smothering fetishistic pose, and he's lying humbly under her feet. So the Hinduism is femdom. So I am very much willing to become a Hindu. She secretly converted to Hinduism, but because she wanted to show off her total powers over her hubby, she would take his whipped balls, cock and ass, to church every Sunday to show off to her friends and relatives how much power she had over the billionaire tycoon. And there he would sit subserviently and meekly behind her on the church pew and bow his head and worship Lord Jesus. Not that she cared about any male gods anymore, but she wanted to show how much power she had. But in front of her in-laws, she was a total devout, Durga-worshipping Hindu wife. Just like a chaste Hindu virgin, she would maintain fasts, and she wore bangles and red sindoor on her head, wore only saris, and they would sneak out of their apartment on Sunday mornings, and her mother-in-law never even found out that instead of going to picnics and multiplex, actually they were going to church on Sunday morning, until she grew tired of it and stopped going. In the meantime, she wanted to out her hubby in front of her mother and sisters, because public humiliation was another of Anil's wish bucket list. So he wanted to be outed in public in front of one or two witnesses, and she was more than willing to fulfill his fantasy. So she invited her mother and two sisters one day and commanded him to strip, and he meekly stripped. And then she commanded him to lie down on the ottoman couch in the living room, which he did with his hands behind his head. And she started using the letter opener to give him loving but firm spanks on his balls. And his locked up cock spewed pre-cum, but his unlocked balls were being hit. And for effect, she made him say, one, thank you, mistress, please may slave boy have another. Two, thank you, mistress, please may slave boy have another. And humiliate himself. Afterwards, in that naked state, he served them red wine, food, dinner, everything. And when he was not serving, he was on his knees, wearing only a collar on his neck, with the leash held firmly in his mistress' wife's fist, and a chastity belt on his cock and balls. But as the days went by, his white semen, which was retained in his body, started building up his masculinity, until one fine morning, he found that along with licking her pussy, which he did very diligently and happily, he started squeezing her ass. He started spanking her ass. He started smacking her ass. Rhonda Desai, Nee D'Souza, melted into his strong macho arms. The man, who was a raving submissive commissurist, after having found the woman he loved, the goddess he served, he suddenly found he had become a god of his own, because all that white semen built up into his body, as all the toxic, carcinogenic, thick, viscous, transparent pre-cum was expelled from his cock, penis or dingam, by means of ruined orgasm or strictly surrendered orgasms, meant that he was only having testosterone, his tejas, his white shakti inside himself, and he started becoming a real macho. And then they would simultaneously indulge in a sadomasochistic yoga in which she pulled his cock and smacked his balls, and he would squeeze her breast and smack her ass, and he would say Jai Devi Nityambi, meaning Victory Goddess Buttocks, and she would say Jai Prabhu Tejas, Victory Lord Simon. And from a dominatrix, Rhonda Desai slipped into girlfriend mode, an equal girlfriend. who were on one side dominant, on the other side submissive, whereas the slave boy became a dom come slave boy. On one side he was sadistic, cruel and dominant, smacking his wife's ass. On the other hand he was a whipped slave boy, accepting a spanking on his balls.